Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The Lord has been teaching Job specific lessons from specific creations. Earth's foundations teach the reality of the invisible world, Job 38, verse 4. The waves reveal that God has set limits on what happens in his world, not only with waves, verses 8 to 11, but with what Satan can do. We're reminded by the sunrise that God commands each morning to begin, verse 12. So we may always say, quote, "This is the day the Lord has made." Psalm 118, verse 24, even though that specifically refers to the crucifixion. And water in its various forms speak both of God's care for creation and his ability to redirect history, even with fragile snowflakes. Yes, quote, "God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty." 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27. Then there is water freezing on the surface of the deep, Job 38, verse 30, showing us that God catches every detail and doesn't mind doing things out of the ordinary to accomplish his purposes. And if there's anything that can quickly humble us, it's a visit to the stars. After that, our response should be, quote, "What is man that you are mindful of him and visit him?" Psalm 8, verse 4. The lions and ravens demonstrate God's care for his creatures, Job included. Job 38, verses 39 to 41. And the untamed creatures remind us that only God controls absolutely everything. Chapter 39, verses 1 to 12. There are lessons to be learned from the proud but unwise ostrich, verses 13 to 18, and the resolute war horse, verses 19 to 25. And don't forget the hawk in the rock, verses 26 to 30. But what will Behemoth now teach us? Is this a hippo or elephant? No, quote, "He moves his tail like a cedar," chapter 40, verse 17, "not like a feather duster." This creature is so rare that experts don't know what it is. You mean there are things God knows that we don't know? Amazing lesson to learn.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.